This is unfortunately our last show of the evening. It's being done by Fremont, California's Hopkins Junior High School's Advanced Orchestra. They're going to start you off with St. Paul's Suite, First Movement Jig by Gustav Holst, followed by Interlude by M.L. Daniels, and we're going to finish the night off with Chapter 1 by Carol Nunez. Please enjoy.
Good evening and welcome, Hopkins Middle School Advanced Orchestra, and welcome to Castro Valley High School. This is Michael Boyce, and I'm very honored to be one of your adjudicators here tonight at the festival. Clearly, there's a fondness for your conductor. I love the smiles I see on stage. I mean, I love the huge ensemble. Like, what a great show of health and strength. But I like the interplay. Nice brisk tempo. Nice eye contact, everyone. Oh, I love that. Bravo. Oh, yes. Nice contrast of 13. Matching the duration is it makes it even more powerful. So thank you, harmonic background. Man, am I hearing the bass? It's present. It's wonderful. Wow, the bass presence is fantastic. I mean, the presence of everybody, of course, is fantastic, but it's the best bass presence I've heard all afternoon and evening. Yeah, it's a really good understanding of style and contrast, the two. You're getting the rhythmic language out of it nicely. So I'm feeling this in one. Yeah, he's conducting it in one. No wonder I'm feeling it in one. Very nice. I see a lot of memory going on stage, playing from memory, which I appreciate. So as we switch tonality and we go to the A flat. Sorry, I beg your pardon. We're playing F sharp to C sharp, 5. There's a little bit of discrepancy that's going on there. Actually, the A-flat, B-flat was quite nice at 6. And the subito pianissimo was really well done at 124. For real. I mean, this bass section is blowing my mind. I mean, everything's not perfectly in tune, but the presence is so strong. Unified bow and approach to position made that so effective in the violins. So what normally is an intonation nightmare, you just achieved really well. You know, I, as an adjudicator, as a listener, as an audience member, we hear that piece a lot, and I guarantee if you listen to classical radio, you're going to hear that at one point or another. And it's interesting because everybody has a different interpretation, different idea of the tempo, how to treat the diction, if you will, articulation, if you will. And I really, really like how you got a very unique and the most positive light sound and sonic presence out of each one of the sections. As you switch both the rhythmic style and the tonality, I thought you achieved that really well. Again, the presence of the bass section is just dynamite. Boy, is that hard to start on an F sharp on cello and bass. Yeah, well done on the 30 seconds. I think we could have even more presence from the violins leading into five. Yeah, nice handling of the 16th, the embellishment in the cello section, both times. Violas, hang on to the dot just a little bit longer and don't be afraid of playing out even more. Oh man, that was really nice, leading to 13, violins. Pom pom, cellos, when you come in on the syncopated rhythm at 13, even more, I think. Yeah, that was nice. I wouldn't mind, again, with that on the end of 2, even more at 17. Yeah, the treatment of the dotted A16th, or the 16th dotted eighth rather, in 20 is really good. There's a little bit of ambiguity on the fourth beat leading into 21, the 16th notes in the violin one, so make sure we're confident on beat 4. Yeah, those octave F sharps, a little tricky. That's measure 24. Love the amount of time you took. It's really allowing this to breathe. I don't know that you know how hard that is. That's a really tricky 3 bars to facilitate well, and you just did it really, really well. Clearly you have one of the very best teachers around to make that work so well. Yeah, there's a little bit of disagreement on the B flats in the bass section, but again, I love the presence of the section. Fantastic treatment of that fermata, and great amount of silence in the caesura. Interesting. interesting how he resolves that. A little bit of disagreement on the pitch center. There we go. You're working so hard, man, at getting right in the middle of that. It's really inspiring. Yeah, violas, I think you can cut loose even more. Watch your conductor, he's allowing you to do so even more. I like the clarity with which I'm hearing the harmonic changes in these bars. I'm stopped looking at music and just enjoying the sound. There's a really high percentage of artists on the stage that are playing a lot of this from memory, which I encourage everybody to try to do. Your concertmaster, I don't think she's looked down in many measures at this point. She's so tuned in to your conductor and the rest of the principals. It's allowing the rest of the group to feel really comfortable. Careful not to beat each other on that one to the downbeat. Always the F sharps. Yeah, beautiful. Very well done. So this is this piece is actually significantly harder than it looks, and there's those three bars that I was kind of anticipating. It was in the somewhere. I think this is like measure 30, somewhere around the 30s, 31, 32, 33, 30, 29, 28. Anyway, it's all viola, cello, and bass, and it's people sort of will cringe when they see that, or they'll try to just hurry their way through that section, but you really sort of milked it for all it's worth. That was really cool. And I appreciate how you're switching around the concertmaster, and it allows for the display of leadership and getting used to the various principal players. Really nice. Now we're going on to Carol Nunes. This is a new piece for me, so I'm excited to hear it. There's that very nicely done, picking up on the accents, basses with the viola and cello. Yeah, the balance here is really good. The presence of the seconds fit right in. F sharps are just not our friend, and the low strings. Each time we get to that, it's a little bit of a argument. man, the matching of the interplay. So that's all about color. And you're matching each other so well that it's really allowing the canvas or the color to come through of each instrument. Yeah, beautiful job. That solo. That's a very awkward solo. But he made some great music out of it. This is really well done. Again, great leadership from your concertmaster, principal players. Well, or it says vigorously, maybe even more vigorously. Well done by both the viola and the first. The treatment of that. Yeah, that was exquisitely together. Cool. So that E flat and C sharp together is really interesting. I like the space you allowed in time at the caesura. Yeah, nice sort of contour phrasing. Excellent level of drama created with the arrival at 71. And I appreciate the amount of time taking on the rest, the fermata. Again, playing that silence makes it even more compelling. This is a rather sophisticated piece of music. Really complex harmonies. Well, either that or you're making it sound really sophisticated because you're approaching it with such maturity. Yeah, I love how you sort of fade away before 83. Handling of the register and the cellos. Not easy. Have to applaud. Yeah. It's so well done. Just every single phrase was tastefully executed. You have easily one of the finest teachers that I know to get that kind of sound. You know, you're trained really well individually, but it doesn't matter. You could have the very most high level players individually on the stage, and you can't achieve that level of musicianship as an ensemble because you have to become unified in your approach, and your artistic vision needs to be aligned with one another. And that's really a sophisticated concept that a lot of high schools will never realize. And yet you're realizing it at such a high level with pieces like the last one that I listened to, Harold Nunez and the M.L. Daniels. Not to mention the Holst jig is something we hear all the time in the orchestral rep. And it's so easy to sort of butcher that, which I've heard done many, many times. But you've taken the time, the care, and the nurturing to make true music out of it, which is your conductor. You really need to thank Mr. Conway for allowing that to happen in your orchestra room and on the stage, because as an audience member, it's so appreciated. And even more than that, I think each one of these three composers would be thrilled to hear you perform their music. You know, composer's music is meant to be performed, and when they get to hear it performed with such artistic vision, I think it's really that more exciting for the actual composer. It's the highest compliment I could give. The bass section, man, oh man, oh man, do I love the presence. I think the placement of where you're putting the basses on this stage is also particularly wise, because we can hear them with such great presence. The pitch is not always perfect. You know, I've said F sharp is not our friend on this tape. I think we had F naturals as well. You know, those are a little bit in conflict with one another. But man, it's like, that's very nitpicky to say, considering the level of the rep that you're performing. So thank each other and thank your conductor all the time, because you've got a wonderful group. I hope my comments have been helpful, and I hope I get to hear you again in the near future.